the rent increases in this county and the reduction in the number of second-hand homes that are available. And we spoke to a number of different people on it. And a point that was made by John Daly of Sherry Fitzgerald, who were looking at their report into available second-hand homes, was that more needs to be done in the area of vacant homes and the whole area of trying to get vacant homes that are not in the market, they're not being used as holiday homes, back into circulation, and to incentivise maybe or penalise, depending on which way you look at it in terms of your policy direction, to try and make these properties come back into use to try and alleviate the reductions for people who want to buy and also try and get the rents down. With me on the line is another man who knows a fair bit about property. It's Brendan Mannix of Mannix Property Services. Brendan, good morning to you.
Morning, Jerry. How are you?
Very good. Now, look, the figures are there. The issues are there. We had a minister, a government minister on the programme saying, look, we're doing the best we can and we're increasing the amount of starts and we've got schemes coming in. What's your view on where things are? And that question, I suppose, of properties that are underused or not being used at all by anyone, how to get them into the mix for people?
Well, you know, with regards to the vacant homes, I saw a little trickle last year. The first vacant homes tax was applied between November 22 and October 23, and it was three times the basic local property tax. And I saw some people that, you know, were getting this bill through the door and they were thinking to themselves, do I need this property? And as a consequence, we got a few properties out of that. Now, the second chargeable period is coming in between November 23 and October 24, and I think it came as a surprise to me because I didn't know it, but it's going to be five times the basic rate of local property tax in 24. So that might, the second bill, which is obviously going to be more than the first bill, might get a lot more people think scratching the back of their heads. But, you know, you were saying incentivize or penalize. You could look at that both ways. It's incentivizing them to get their properties on the market and it's penalizing them for not having them in use. So, you know, the government need to do more of that because there are plenty of properties out there that are sitting idle or underutilized, and there are lots of young people looking for properties. There are lots of older people looking to downsize in properties, and the downsizing market, I think, in my opinion, could crystallize so many properties coming onto the market. If, you know, I always give the example to people that if I had 2 to 3 bed houses in Castle Island at 9 o'clock in the morning, by 5 o'clock in the evening, I'd nearly say every one of them would be sale agreed to people that are looking to downsize, which would then create 10 properties more on the market.
And is that a market, Brendan? Like, looking at the demographics, and John mentioned this as well on the programme, that's a market that's going to be growing in Kerry, I'd imagine, with the way our population is ageing.
Absolutely. You know, I look, you know, less so at this time of year, but certainly for the first quarter of the year, I had a lot of people that were into me looking at the downsizing situation. They're out in the country. They have a lovely four-bed, or either old farmhouse-style property or dormer bungalow that they might have built in the 1980s. The kids have left home, and they want to come to town for the convenience of the doctor, the convenience of shopping, the convenience of going to a restaurant, and all the things that go with living in town. And, you know, it's the great thing. I see a lot of younger people buying in town now. You know, I think towns maybe in 10 years' time will be back to where they were when my parents were living in towns. You know, there'll be a lot more activities on the main street, which, with businesses leaving, unfortunately, more people will come back into town and start living in town. And I think that's what a lot of people want to do if they get the opportunity.
And it is that question, then it comes down to it, whether it's the person with the over-the-shop property that they're not using, the top two floors, or the person who's got the vacant property in a rural area. Do you penalise or do you incentivise? Which is the best way to go? Or do you have to have a mix? That's a politician's question. Politicians know.
I think you have to have both, because, like, if you like, the local property tax, they still give out about it, but it does an effective job. The vacant homes tax, it's only in its second year. I think now that it's going to be five times, look, I never advocate for these things to go up, because once they go up, they never come down. But if it's going to get properties that are sitting idle and people are doing nothing with them, then it's an incentive and it's a stick to get it going as well.
It probably is. Look, Brendan, are you seeing that out there in the market now that things are... Is there things starting to move, or are we still stuck where we are? Will it be a while yet before we get anything like a normal property market out there, and I suppose availability going for people, whatever stage they're at, whether they're first time buyers or they're looking to switch homes or go up the line?
Availability is a big issue. Look, there's a healthy market out there. If properties come up for sale and they're anyway suitable for people at all, they sell very quickly. Look, you know, one of the things that the government are burying their head on, and they're doing it at the moment, is the RZLT, the land zoning charge. You know, that, we see it all around the country. People sitting on land, and I don't mean farmers. So farmers, yeah. You know, if you're using land for proper agricultural purposes, then that's absolutely fair and square. That should not be taxed. But for people sitting on land and one-off sites in towns and all the rest of it, they should be penalised to get those developed, because in every town in the country, there are those sites available.
Yeah. The demand is huge. You're either in a housing crisis or you're not in a housing crisis.
Yes, exactly.
So you need to be radical.
If the government are serious about things, and there's builders out there that want to build these properties, and I know the builders say they have plenty of work to do, but they still have more work that they can take on, and there's plenty of people out there to do these jobs. So, you know, it's like, if the government are serious, they brought it in 2 years ago, they kicked the can down the road 2 years, and they're threatening to do it a third year. I think it's a disgrace. I think it's ministers shirking their responsibility and not doing something that they promised to do to get the market stimulated. Okay. You know, it was interesting to hear Michael McDougall. Michael was in government long enough, and he created enough obstacles for people to do things, to be now giving out about the bureaucracy of things. There is too much bureaucracy and everything like that for getting work done. To them to say Michael giving out about the bureaucracy.
It was indeed. But look, on one level he has a point, and maybe our system, our planning system certainly is far too complex. It takes far too long. The legal side of things is one of the large reasons for that, as to why it takes too long as well. So we need to do something.
Yes. Like, look, you know, you take Irish Water. What has Irish Water done since 2013? I hate to think what it has cost us. I think there was some initial figure when they were setting it up, was it €1 billion or something like that to set it up? I don't even want to look at the figure.
In fairness, they're doing projects. They've Lochcutane done. They are doing fights. Maybe not enough. Maybe not quick enough. And this project from Shannon to Dublin has taken 20 years, and they haven't even laid a pipe yet.
Exactly.
That's not all Irish Water's fault, by the way.
No, I know, but Castle Island without water three times, I'd say, this year so far, for nearly a full day. Was it three without water? That's right, last week. You know, like, it's 2024, for God's sake.
You know, it certainly is, Brendan.
They're in existence 11 years. What the devil are they doing?
Okay, good question. Brendan, listen, great to get your input into it. Thanks for talking to us in the programme this morning. That's Brendan Mannix there of Mannix Property Solutions, just giving his take on maybe what needs to happen and how you activate vacant properties and the downsizing market as well, which is growing in Kerry. As soon as anyone has a property that's suitable for someone who wants downsize, snapped up straight away, such is the demand. Listener says, why don't they CPO all the old houses not lived in around the country, of which they are loads? Echoing, I suppose, Michael McDougall's situation with regards to infrastructure projects. Well, I don't know, individual houses for individual people, is that seen as a greater common good? And does that, trump property rights that people have, that they look, it's my land, it's my house, I'll do what I want with it? The one way you can do without CPOing it, which you're able to do, is you're able to either incentivize someone, give them an incentive to get it back into use, or penalize them in the form of taxation, saying if that's idle for a certain amount of time, it's not being used, then you got to do something with it. Rent it out to somebody or sell it, because we're in a housing crisis and we'll tax you if you don't. That's the suggestion, rather than CPO. I'd imagine if you were CPOing houses on an individual basis, there would be some opposition to that out there.